I want to share a story with you. It's a bizarre story about a fellow who has perhaps one of the most unusual jobs of any of us in the United States. The guy's name is Max Hardberger. He's from Louisiana. And for the last 16 years, this lawyer has had a part-time job as a pirate. This fellow works on behalf of his, especially the law is maritime law, you know, dealing with ships and issues at sea. And there are a number of countries in the world that don't have the rule of law. They don't have trustworthy court systems. And what will happen is pirates working in conjunction with dishonest local judges and governments will seize ships that come into port and steal them from their rightful owners. And this guy is an amazing, amazing story. In fact, we'll put a link at clarkhoward.com so you can see the whole story about Max that was in the Los Angeles Times. Max's job that he's been doing for the last 16 years is to fly to whatever third world country is ignoring the rule of law, do whatever he has to find out what's really going on with the ship, who's got possession of it at that moment, where it is, what orders it has to sail somewhere. And he then gets the ship back. Now, what he does is when he hits a port city, he goes to the bars and he goes to houses of prostitution and tries to track down, handing out money liberally for information, what's actually going on with the ship that he's trying to get. Then he hires tough guys and they surreptitiously board the ships that have been kidnapped and are being held hostage in harbors. They use blow torches and other tools to cut the lines to the ships, and the ships sail away free, having to dodge pirates and corrupt government, government military forces, government coast guards in various third world countries, trying to spirit the ship to freedom. Now, a couple of things about this story really struck me that I wanted to share it with you. Number one, it's very popular now to bash lawyers and bash the courts and bash judges in our country. We are in kind of a midlife crisis with our Constitution about the role of courts in American society. And there have been some circumstances where the pendulum has obviously swung too far in the direction of courts. Lawyers are something that a lot of people can't stand. But all I can say to you is that the alternative is much scarier to me. And that is lawless courts, lawless societies, no respect for laws. And I think this is just one of many examples I read every day about things going on in third world countries that make it clear to me that we should be proud of the fact that we have a respected third branch of government. And yeah, there are judges who probably step over the line, and there may be lawyers who have manipulated the law in a way that's harmful to society, but the reality is it's great to have courts that we can gripe about rather than face what goes on in other places. The other thing is this guy. I mean, think about how this guy, the lawyer, and he didn't start as a lawyer, and this is such a good story about someone who went on many paths. He started out as a teacher. He taught history and English in Catholic schools in Louisiana and Mississippi, and then went to work on Gulf Coast oil rigs. And then he went to law school and became a lawyer first in California and ended up falling into the extraction business because nobody knew how to go get ships back that had been pirated away by pirates and corrupt officials in third world countries. And just think about that. In your life, so often we do what we do because it's what we do. And even if we hate what we do, think about expanding your horizons. What is it you'd really like to do? Do you have the courage to go try to do something different? I'm not rescuing ships that have been hijacked on the high seas. I'm not recommending that as a job for you. But the idea of stretching your mind and your imagination to seek out and do what you love, and so often you'll be so rewarded for it. Our number toll-free, 877-87-CLARK. Joe joins us on the Clark Howard Show. Joe, how are you?
Hey, Clark. It's nice to talk to you.
So, Joe, what do you think in 2007 having the job description of being a pirate?
That's incredible. I thought you were joking when you first said it.
That's the guy's job.
When you said pirate, I was like, this can't be legitimate, and it was.